Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Wednesday, January the 19th, 2022, 1-19-22, 16 and a half minutes past the hour, and boy, do we have a lot to talk about this morning. Want to thank my guests who were on the program yesterday, Tracy Kinsler from Marion Public Health, gave us an update on the pandemic and COVID situation here in Marion, and City Councilman-at-Large Brett Cornelius spent an hour with us yesterday talking about the possibility of a charter city. And, you know, I hope people learned something from that conversation, because I know I did. That was fascinating. And this is something that Brett is pushing. He became a councilman on January the 1st. He was elected last November. And this seems to be a very big issue with you. And I did not know a lot of the things. Well, I guess I did not understand the process and how it happens and why things are set up the way they are in Marion, which I guess we're a statutory city, but Brett would like us to be a charter city, but there are several steps we would have to go through to get to that point. So I hope you learned as much as I did yesterday by having Brett Cornelius on the show talking about a charter city. Now, you know what's interesting? I probably wasn't off the air 30 minutes yesterday, and people were asking to hear about that program. So I hope people down at City Hall listen to the show. I think they do, because I've gotten messages from people down there. And it was interesting, because I got a combination of messages from people who just missed the show, or missed a part of the show, who were probably at work. And then I got a bunch of messages. Well, a few from people who actually work in city government, who were interested to see what Brett had to say about charter cities. So, I appreciate the fact I contacted Adam when I realized that this needed to be up on the internet very quick, and he had it up within, I'm going to say probably about an hour to 90 minutes, so it was able to be listened to by all those people who wanted to listen to it. You know, the archive on the internet is a great thing, because if you miss a show, or you want to go back and listen again, and you don't want to wait for a repeat to play, you can just go to WWGH1071.com, and you can find that show and listen to it. And that is a really, really nice tool to have. So I thank Adam for getting that up there quickly yesterday. And all the people who wanted to listen, I hope everybody got to listen and got something out of it. Now, beyond that, the things I wanted to talk about this morning, a lot of this is very good stuff, to be honest with you. Well, a very good thing to kick off the morning this morning. For some reason, I did not sleep very well last night, but I think the reason is because I took a nap yesterday. And it's when you take a nap and then you don't do a lot for the rest of the day, I think you offset your sleep pattern. Because to be honest, I really don't feel tired this morning. I thought I was going to feel just completely exhausted when I came in here. I thought, gosh, I'm never going to be able to get out of bed with this little sleep last night. But feel okay. Feel pretty good. Hope I sound good and onward and upward. But on that note, on a nice cold January morning, in which I did not get much sleep last night, I came into the office this morning to a nice warm ham and cheese omelet. I love a good omelet, and I have not had a good omelet for probably a month or two. And Angie dropped that off here this morning. A nice ham and cheese omelet and a large Diet Coke were waiting on me at the studio here when I arrived. So after a rough night's sleep and a drive here this morning, It was so nice to sit down and have a little breakfast before I went on the air this morning. I never eat breakfast, to be honest with you. When I leave the house in the morning, I never eat before I leave the house. I usually just get the soda from McDonald's. Very rarely do I ever get anything else. And there's really no breakfast foods here at the station to snack on. So there really is no shot for breakfast unless something like this morning happens where you get a nice ham and cheese omelet here at the studio. So I wanted to thank Angie for doing that. And again, point out, this is really what we all should be doing to some degree. Just doing kind acts that mean something to somebody else. Sometimes I think we don't realize that something very little that we could do that wouldn't take us a whole lot of time would mean so much to somebody who is maybe having a rough morning, rough afternoon, rough evening. So always try to do something nice. I know we all have very busy schedules and it's tough to fit things in, but when you can do it, try to do it, because it, I think it's well needed. And kind acts, I think, are what the city of Marion is built on. Now, also this morning, sitting here with my ham and cheese omelet and my large Diet Coke, was a copy of Parade Magazine. Now, this is Parade Magazine, which I believe came out this past Sunday. If you got the Marion Star, I believe this was in the Marion Star. Now, of course, I don't take the paper copy of the Marion Star, but Jeannie Evers saved this copy of Parade Magazine for me, January 16th, 2022. So it would have been Sunday's edition. Jeannie Evers saved this for me. She put it in a nice plastic cover so it would not be ruined. And Angie delivered it this morning. And it's all about Betty White. And it's kind of interesting because it's got a big picture of Betty White on the cover. And she's dressed in red. And there's a quote coming out of her mouth, and it says, "I consider myself to be the luckiest old broad on 2 feet." And then over to the side, it's got a picture of Betty in 1928 as a little girl, 1945, she's probably in high school, 1968 with Alan Ludden, her husband, the 1950s with a, looks like a St. Bernard dog and a couple dogs on her lap, 1977, I think that's a picture of her on Mary Tyler Moore, and then there's one from 1973, a picture of her with Mary Tyler Moore, and then one from 1985 where she's with the Golden Girls, and then one from 2018 where she's got a pair of glasses, a birthday glasses on. So it's a very, very nice magazine with a very, very nice cover. Now, this Parade Magazine is kind of thin, so I think really, oh no, there's a whole section in here. My goodness, I didn't even look at this. I'll have to go through this sometime, but it's Happy Birthday, Betty. And there are all kinds of, just a bunch of information on Betty White in this section of the newspaper. So I certainly do appreciate Jeannie Evers for saving this and sending this over to the studio, and I thank Angie for delivering it this morning. So thanks for the Betty White magazine. But, oh, what I wanted to mention about this Betty White magazine was the fact that on the cover, what it says is, 100 years of Betty White. Now, Betty White's actual birthday was January 17th, which would have been Monday. And this came out the day before, on January 16th. Now, of course, we all know now that Betty died on December 31st. But I think this Parade magazine, much like, because it doesn't mention her death, Parade magazine doesn't mention Betty's death, I think this must have already been in the process of being printed when she died, 17 days before her 100th birthday. So much like that People magazine that came out the week before she died, celebrating her 100 years, I think this was probably already set to go before she died. You know, the more we think about this as time passes now, it's kind of interesting that Betty did die so close to her 100th birthday. I think everybody was ready to celebrate it. They had this movie ready to go in all the movie theaters on Monday night, which I think did run. I don't know if anybody actually went and saw the movie, but I know that it did run. And these magazines were all printed up, yet Betty didn't quite make it. But, 99 years, 17 days short of 100 years certainly isn't bad. So, again, thank you for the Parade magazine, and I will definitely read the inside of that later on. Now, the story I wanted to start with this morning dates back to something that I talked about quite a while ago. Now, I can't remember if this happened in October or November, but I have had my car, the car that I have now, I picked this car up a few days, I think it was New Year's Eve, a matter of fact. It was either New Year's Eve or the day before New Year's Eve. That would have been a little while ago. 2019. It was right before 2020 I got this car. So I've had it over 2 years now. And about 2 months ago, I'm going to say November, October, the little orange light came on the dashboard. The little orange wrench is what it is. And at that time, I came on the air because it came on in the morning, and I thought, well, is the car going to blow up? Is there something wrong with it? What's going on? So I drove in here, and I think we talked about it on the air that morning, and most people said, no, nothing is wrong with the car. It just means that it's time for your annual maintenance. And I did, I still have my manual to the car, so I went out and I checked the manual, and that's what it is, that it just kicks on, letting you know that your annual maintenance needs to be done. Now, I'm a procrastinator, and it was a bad time of the year for that light to kick on, with Thanksgiving and Christmas and all of that going on. So I never did take it in, which was probably a bad idea if something really bad had been going on, but I did not take it in. So, this past Monday, a few days ago, I noticed that on my dashboard, where the odometer is, all of a sudden there was a new reading there, and it was saying past due, and then the number 90 was flashing. So, what that told me was, since I needed my annual maintenance, I was now 90 days driving the car without getting my annual maintenance. So that made me a little paranoid. I thought, uh-oh, I better get this done because now the thing's flashing. It's letting me know this needs to be done. What if it is something more than just an annual maintenance? So yesterday, I decided to call around. I had the afternoon free yesterday. I decided to call around and see what an oil change would cost. And I called one place because, you know, now we have to have appointments when it comes to this, most places. So I called one place where I normally go. A matter of fact, the last place I got my oil changed, this place did it. Now, I'm not going to say their name. You might guess it, but this was the conversation. I called in. Now, this is probably about 2-3 o'clock in the afternoon. I call in and I say, how much does an oil change cost? And they quoted me like four prices. I think $85 was the top price and $22 was the bottom price. And I said, well, what is the difference between $85 and $22? And she went through it. Now, basically, the big differences here were $22 was just simply an oil filter and an oil change. That's it. They didn't do anything else. But the other steps basically added things like a tire rotation, a inspection of the car, bumper to bumper, filling up some of your fluids like your coolant and your windshield wiper fluid and things like that. So those were the differences. But I was still willing to go to this place. So I said to the person on the phone, I said, well, I live about 3 minutes away. If I came over there right now, is there a line? Can I make an appointment? And the lady on the line said, we don't make appointments here. Which I don't remember that from the past, but they weren't making appointments yesterday. So I said, okay. Well, I said, well, how long would it take if I came over right now? And then she starts to go through, like, all of the things that are going on at that particular business. She goes, well, we've got a tire change going on, and we've got one other oil change, and we've got four guys working, and then she just kind of stopped. And I said, okay. I said, so how long does this oil change take? Well, probably about an hour. And I said, okay. I said, so how long would I have to wait? And she really just couldn't come up with anything. She said, well, if you were standing right in front of me right now, I could probably get you in within a half hour. And I thought, well, that's not too bad. But it, and then she even mentioned to me that they were having staffing shortages. So I thought, well, this could be a problem. So just off the top of my head, because a few years ago, I was having a transmission issue with another car. Matter of fact, about this time of year, I remember it was very cold outside. And I stopped at National Tire and Battery, NTB. And they did a great job of telling me what was wrong and what I needed to do, and didn't even charge me. I'll never forget that, because when I went in, they had quoted me a price on what it would take to put the car up on the rack and see if anything was wrong with it. And they put the car up on the rack. They looked to see if there was anything wrong with the transmission. I think they checked a few of the other fluids. And a matter of fact, I think they even put transmission fluid in it, if I remember right. And they came in and they said, no charge. And I couldn't believe that a business would do that this was probably 2018, 2019. So, because I had this good memory of National Tire and Battery, I called them up, you know, right there in the same area as this other business. So I called them up and I said, hey, you know, service light's on. I need to get my car serviced. I think it's just an oil change is all it needs. How much are your oil changes? And they said, well, we just have a flat rate of $35. But for that $35, we will check your oil, put a new filter in, we'll rotate your tires, and we'll fill up all your fluids. So we'll do a point-to-point inspection to make sure there's nothing wrong with your car. And I thought, well, that's great. And, you know, it's only $15 more than the other place. And the other place was not going to do anything but change the oil and change the filter. So I said, well, how long will this take? And they said about an hour, the same as the other place. And I said, okay, I don't have an appointment. If I were to show up right now, how long would I have to wait? And they said, well, if you showed up right now, there's nobody ahead of you. We could get you right in. As simple as that. So I thought, I'll be right over. So I drive right over. The guy behind the counter, I had just talked to him probably 10 minutes earlier. He knew exactly who I was. He went right out, got all the information off the car, pulled it right into the garage, told me it'd be $35, and said it would take about an hour. So I thought, well, I'll just wait here. You know, it's cold outside. Why walk anywhere? So I sat inside, and it ended up only taking about 45 minutes. Didn't take the full time. And the guy came out, and he said, nothing wrong with your car. We did the point-to-point inspection. Everything's good. All your fluids are good. We did change your oil. We put the new filter in. That turned the wrench light off, and your mileage light is no longer blinking. And I thought, that's great, because that was the problem. So all this went down. Now, here's the best part of this particular story. I go up to the counter after all this goes on, and, you know, I believed it was $35. So I go up to the counter, and the guy is he's ringing me up, you know, printing off all the paperwork you're supposed to keep with your car to know when your last maintenance was done. He's printing all this off. And I said to him, I said, so that's going to be $35, right? And he goes, no, not $35. And I thought, oh no, here we go. You know, here we go. It's going to be one of those situations where they're going to upcharge me. They did something out there. You know, that's what we all think. Because I'm not a mechanic, so I don't know anything about the mechanic industry. So they could tell me anything, and I would believe it. And I thought, oh no, here we go. So the guy gets out his gun, and he scans something. He says, $19.20. And I said, that's all I owe you? He goes, yeah, we have a special running right now, and they had not put the coupon on. And I said, well, I don't have the coupon. You know, I wanted to be honest. And he said, no, we have the coupon here, and I've seen you in here before, so I'm going to give you the coupon. So I ended up not having to wait, getting this done in 45 minutes, and my lights are all off now. Nothing wrong with my car, which makes me feel more comfortable. And I ended up paying less, $3 less, than I would have at the other place. So I wanted to tip my Cubs cap to National Tire and Battery and the people who work there, because I talked to three different people while I was there, and they all had great customer service. So if anybody knows anybody at National Tire and Battery who works there or is a part of that organization out on Mount Vernon Avenue, what a great job they do, and just a nice group of people. So I wanted to make sure I told that story because for me, somebody who doesn't know anything about cars, I really appreciated that. And I certainly appreciated the discount. All right, we had somebody calling in there, but I wanted to get that story out. Give me a buzz here. 37 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, on your oil change, what makes a big difference is whether you use full synthetic, partial synthetic and partial motor oil, or full conventional.
You know, we didn't even get into that. The guy at NTB, once he looked up my car,
You got full conventional for that price. It's regular old motor oil.
Yeah, it could be, but I don't know what the other place.
But that's probably the reason why the other places prices was higher, was they would, you probably add a selection of half synthetic, you know, they call it high mileage and motor oil, and then a full synthetic.
Well, the odd thing was, though, they were not offering to fill my washer fluid or fill my coolant or do the point-to-point inspection or rotate my tires. They weren't offering any of that at the other place.
Yeah, did they rotate your tires?
They did.
$19?
They absolutely did.
Boy, you can't beat that, can you?
No, they rotated my tires. They changed my oil. I watched them do it because I was sitting in the place the whole time. They rotated my tires. They sprayed them down with water to make sure that they didn't have any holes in them. They changed the oil, changed the filter. I saw them under the hood checking the windshield wiper, the coolant, and I guess they did their point-to-point inspection because they hooked it up to some machine, which I guess checked to make sure, you know, they checked the battery. I know they did that. And I think at the same time they checked the alternator, they said. Basically checked everything and said everything was working fine.
Well, that was a good deal.
And all for $19.
He's probably heard you bitch about McDonald's on the radio and wanted to really take care of you so you didn't bitch about NTB on the radio.
Well, you know, I don't know. It could be. It could be.
I'm just joking.
But no, I could not believe. We all complain about customer service nowadays, and we all complain about the shortage people are having in employees. Well, these people could not have been nicer, could not have been more on the spot, and in the end, to give that big of a discount, because I did not have a coupon, and I was fully willing to pay the $35. They had told me that's what it was going to be. So for it to come out with tax to be $19.20, I mean, that's a big difference.
That's a big difference. He could have charged you $35, rung in $19.20, and kept the rest of it.
Well, yeah, he could have done
it. A lot of cashiers that would have done you that way, too.
Well, he could have done anything, and he was as nice as could be. And so now, I've been driving around for 2 months with this orange light on, and as of Monday, my mileage was blinking at me because it was telling me I was 90 miles past my annual maintenance.
I remember when you first was talking about that.
Yeah. Well, it was also good to find out yesterday that really nothing was wrong with the car, because I was never really sure. A lot of people said, well, it could be annual maintenance, or there might be something wrong with the car. And they assured me yesterday that when that light's on by itself, all that's saying is annual maintenance. And essentially, it's just talking about the oil.
I listened to Brett yesterday. They're a little bit more involved in the charger than what I thought.
You know, it's interesting.
More, you know, I don't have the internet, but maybe some listeners research it and bring up different things. But I don't know why we have to be a charter city to be able to specify different qualifications you have to have to have to run for this office.
You know, I know a lot of people don't like to talk about politics. We've had people call in here who say, boy, when you start talking about politics or anything, I turn it off.
Okay.
But to me, that was a fascinating conversation yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Because I had no idea how mayor, I mean, I did not know that essentially we were a statutory city, but
Brett wasn't totally, you know, on the whole charter. He, you know, he doesn't want to see a city manager and, you know, the mayor to lose any powers.
Yeah, but you know,
he'd have to, you know, be talked into or know more about it, which, you know, yeah, you know, I don't know how that city manager thing would work out and the mayor too or whatever.
Well, it was interesting to me because as soon as I was off the air, within 30 minutes, I had requests from city officials. I'm not going to say who, but I had requests from them. I had requests from citizens who just wanted to hear more about it. And it had been a long time since I'd done a program where the requests was so heavy to hear a program again. And which tells me I think somebody's listening down at City Hall, or at least some elected officials are listening.
Because, well, maybe some of the council members that are for a charter, you can have one and have them talk about the charter, and some that are against it can talk about why they're against it, and maybe we can learn more.
Well, my impression, to be honest with you, from Brett yesterday, I think Brett told the complete truth of the charter, but I think no council member, as Brett said, has given him a definitive yes or a no. And I don't think any of them will, because here's going to be the thing. It has to come out of that committee first. Now, obviously, Brett is a yes vote. But you got Jason Schauber and you got Kai Mead. So one of them is going to have to vote yes, or it's never going to see the light of day of city council. And I don't know, because as Brett said yesterday, neither one of them is a definitive yes. And I don't know why at this point they could not tell Brett if they were going to vote yes or no, because it didn't seem to me.
Maybe they're still looking into it and trying to learn more about it.
Well, see, this is, that's what I don't understand, because according to Brett yesterday, to get it out of the committee, there's nothing to know but what we already know, what we all learned yesterday, and what I'm sure Brett has talked to them about, because I mean, you don't choose the 15 people. You wouldn't know who they were getting it out of committee. You wouldn't know what the charter was, because the 15 people have to come up with the charter. So it's not like this committee's voting on the charter. Essentially, all this committee is voting for is a motion to put it in front of city council.
So the fact that
they don't know if they want to do that yet, they wouldn't give a definitive answer on that. I think that's fascinating.
Yeah, they should be able to give an answer. And it was fascinating to know that his first day on the job, he had to vote for something that was done by the previous council.
Well, that's set up through the state.
You know, it seems like the previous council should have voted on that, not the, you know, brand new people coming in that may not know much about it, you know, or had much discussions with it.
Well, I don't know. That's the way it's been set up for years. So all new councils have had to operate that way. I think the issue this last time was there was such a big turnover in city council, and also there had been such a question last year with the auditor. I think that made this year a little more spotlighted. But every 2 years, it's done that way, because we vote on council every 2 years, and so I believe it's always been that way.
It just doesn't seem like it should be that way, though, I don't think.
Well, I guess the idea is if council doesn't take office until January 1st, you've got to prepare the budget before January 1st. So how do you do that any other way? I don't even know how you would do it if you did make it a charter city. Because would you want the council that just got elected out to be coming up with the charter or coming up with the budget? I don't even know how you could fix that, to be honest.
Yeah, I don't know either.
But, hey, I heard you call in. I tell you one thing, yesterday when I was going over to the NTB, it was about 2:30, and I heard you call in to Adam's show, and I heard you and our friend Ted Jolliffe, both. I got to hear both of those calls. Now, how do you feel that went yesterday? Because I don't think anybody got the gift.
Oh, no. Nobody called in and tried to stump him.
No, and well, I was confused because I know you and Ted probably would both like a meal to go down there. So was there a reason that you guys didn't participate?
Well, I didn't have anything to try to stump him about.
Oh, just didn't have a...
Yeah, I'm sure he knows a lot more about that stuff than me. And I, you know, don't know enough to be able, you know, challenge him and say, no, you're wrong, you know.
Oh, I gotcha. Well, it is hard to because you really have no judge to say you were right, he was right. That kind of game is difficult. I mean,
yeah, I don't know enough to tell him that he's wrong. You know?
Right. It's
even
like,
if I think I'm right, I don't know enough to tell him that.
Right.
He's wrong.
I mean, it's like me coming in here in the morning and saying, name the four, I guess because Betty White's staring me in the face here this morning, I would say, name the four Golden Girls. And let's say you named them and they were all right. And I go, no, you're wrong. Well, who's going to decide?
Right.
So you're right. That type of game is hard.
I could
hard.
Hear him a little bit better yesterday, but still, I wish he would just try to speak into that microphone a little bit better, because you can hear him better on the radio than you can on the phone.
Oh, so you saw him on the phone?
Yeah, I was talking to him on the phone, and I could hear him better on the phone than I could. Remember the other day I was telling you I had to get off there because I couldn't hear him?
Oh, yeah, on the phone?
Yeah, I could hear him a little bit better on the phone yesterday, but you can't hear him as well on the phone as you can hear him on the radio. But you can't listen to him on the radio because of that, you know, delay.
Well, that's true. So, like right now, can you hear me the same as you heard me on the radio?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, that's good. Same microphone.
You come in great, but he just, you know, it's hard to hear him when you talk to him.
Well, we're using the same microphone, so I don't know. So, but the point was, I was going to ask you. I know you called in about mortgage fraud. Did you get your? Do you think the conversation went okay? Did you get your question answered okay?
Yeah, I think he. I often wonder. There's special home title security that these places are trying to sell, and I think he's right. There's not that much chance of it. You know. On your home title, I could, you know, personal identification fraud. You know, he thinks it might be unnecessary too, but I could see that more than your home title.
I don't know. You know, to be honest with you, I haven't had either one of those issues ever pop up. Thank goodness. You know, now it'll happen, but I've never had.
But when you least expect it, that's when it'll happen.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? There's the world these days, and you know, everybody trying to screw everybody over, it's amazing.
It's different. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. Again, phone lines are open. We had somebody calling in earlier on when I was discussing the NTB story. So if that was you, call in 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. remember, if you get the busy signal, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on trying back in. 50 minutes coming up on 51 minutes past the hour here on this Wednesday, middle of the week, 2022, January the 19th. Like I say, as a matter of fact, we had a couple callers calling in earlier this morning when I was in the middle of my little soliloquy story there. So give us a buzz back now, 740-383-9944. Go ahead. Well, let's see here. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, have you heard anything from Sue?
I did.
Oh, you did?
I did. I was going to bring that up here in the next hour. Yes, I came in this morning and the answering machine was blinking, and it was Sue. And so she must still be there, because she said she got my information from you. She mentioned you, and she was fine with it. And she left a message, and she left her phone number. And at the end, she said that she does listen to the show. So I don't know if maybe she just wasn't listening the last 2 weeks or what had happened. But she did say, I enjoy the show. So maybe she does still listen. I don't know.
Well, I thought she was mentioned like before that, maybe some. I wonder why she didn't call. That surprises me. And
yeah, because she called in on the answering machine, and she said Judy left a message with me that you were trying to get in touch with me, and she said she had just had her birthday, and she said she enjoys the show. And she was talking about the cats a little bit. So, yeah, she left her number. If she's out there listening, I hope she calls in this morning.
Yeah, I know I have got her number here somewhere because I had gotten it from the radio and I had called her and stuff. But I thought they said yesterday or the day before, I don't know whether one of the hosts mentioned her name. Somebody called in and mentioned, like, somebody had said something maybe about Sue, and I didn't catch it.
Oh, was it during one of the other shows?
I don't know if, what's the one guy's name that does the weather and all that stuff?
Adam,
I want to see something else. I don't know if he mentioned it or what, but yeah, but I didn't catch it, so maybe I didn't get that right. I thought some lady, when she called in, she mentioned what he said or somebody had said about Sue, and maybe I just didn't catch that.
No, she,
and
yeah, she definitely.
And I have a couple questions right quick. Did you ever get a hold of Lance to the patrol, if he would come on once a month or something?
I have not got a chance to get in touch with him yet, no.
Yeah, because that guy, he act like, whoever answered the phone up there, act like that he would, you know, he said he'd be in, did I call Monday, you know, Tuesday and stuff. And then I had another question. Can you say where you got your oil changed, or are you allowed to?
Oh, no, it's a NTB, National Tire and Battery, out, you know where McDonald's is on 95.
Yes, uh-huh.
Right,
yeah,
next to it.
I've been there before.
Yeah.
Because not only the basement flooding, my car had to be worked on, so the oil needed changed. I think I paid $50.
Oh, yeah, this place was great.
Yeah, and then I had something else to tell you. I don't get cable. I just get that far stick. And a few days ago, they had in the warehouse, I'm thinking it's California, they have tons of medical stuff, like gowns, masks. They even had a mop and a bucket, went for $95. Well, for some reason, they needed the space. It was like a football field. They needed the space for something else to go in that warehouse. So they took all the stuff out, I think around July or something. It said in the rain, all that weather, and then somebody knew about it, and the county, whoever was over that, the person didn't even know it, and it had got rained on, it was falling apart. I think they're going to try to salvage some of it, and it was over $10 million of medical stuff. I would say it was mostly for hospitals, but there was everything, masks, gowns, you know, everything like that. And it's like, who's ever over this stuff? They're not paying attention. And it's been out, I think, since July, what, 6 months or more? And what a waste, because, you know, a lot of it, the boxes and stuff, they were going to try to save some of it, so I don't know how. But I was going to tell you that if there's a shortage right there, it's over $10 billion that got practically wasted. So.
Well, it was interesting yesterday. I mean, I don't follow the numbers online, and having Tracy Kinsler on yesterday, it was amazing to me. I never thought that the numbers were as high as they were, that on average right now in Marion, between 200 and 300 people a day are testing positive for COVID. Now, that's just testing positive. That's not even saying how many people are getting tested every day.
Yeah, because what I did, I go to Kroger's every 4 to 6 weeks. So I just did that same where I paid $100. They'll deliver it that day, and I don't know if there's any, how many days you can do it. And so I called in yesterday because I wanted their facials, I think 5 o'clock. At 5:30, in a half an hour, they had it at the door. And I think you might have to have $35. They have a $59 one, but that's not the same day. That'll be the next day or something. And I thought, well, then now I don't have to go out hardly any at all. No, because I'm not, some people, even that, when they do that thing by the, you know, they do that other thing where you, it takes an hour or two to do it, that, what do you call it? That intravenous stuff or something, people are having reactions from that.
Oh, the antibodies.
Yeah. One of my friends, somebody had a bad reaction. They had to run them down to Riverside. And me, I'm not going to say my luck, I know to stay away from that stuff. So this will save me even from going to the grocery store. So I practically have no reason hardly to go out anymore. So, and stuff. But, well, I'm glad Sue called because I was wondering and I hadn't, you know, gotten it back or anything.
Well, if she, I get the feeling, obviously, that she does listen, so I do think we'll hear from her, and it seemed from her message that she had what should I say? She had a need for something. So I imagine if she calls in, she'll probably give out her phone number again. I don't want to give it out because I don't know that she'll do that. But from the sound of the message, it sounded like she does listen. She was glad that you got in touch with her, and she needed help with something. So I think we will hear from her maybe today. Who knows?
Yeah, if you want to say what she said after I get off of anything and everything, but I just wanted to give you a quick call this morning and stuff. So, okay then, so thanks.
Thank you, bye-bye. All right, phone lines again are open. 58 minutes past the hour now here. Blowing right by this morning. Yeah, I was going to save that for next hour, but we were looking for Sue Millizer, the Catwoman, last week, and one of our listeners, Judy, went over to her house on Silver Street and left a note saying, call the station, and when I came in this morning, the answering machine was blinking, and it was Sue, and she sounded good, and she left me her number, and she did say that she listens and enjoys the program, and she was in need of something, so if she calls in, I'm not going to give her number out over the air, but if she would like to call in and give her number out over the air, feel free to do so. 740-383-9944. And maybe we'll get the lowdown, which is what we wanted on that dog bite of a few years ago, and see where she is with the cat situation. We obviously know now that she still lives over on Silver Street, which was also a question. 740-383-9944. Does anybody have anything to say about my incident over at NTB yesterday with the oil change? I found it fascinating that they were just that, well, I guess maybe not fascinating. I just found it refreshing that they were as good and as nice as they were. That could not have turned out better. Do want to remind everybody, again, phone number 740-383-9944. I'll be on with Glenn Coble this morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, and then Glenn will be on with A Progressive Life from 12:15 until 1 p.m. Then we've got Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond today from 4:10 until 5 p.m. And then the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday sermon from 6:10 until 7. Now, for the last couple weeks, and I have not had a chance to hear it, but I believe Nate and Terry Tackett and Pastor Craig do a show from 5:10 until 6 p.m. on Wednesday, right after Nate's show and right before the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday sermon. So, hopefully, if they are doing that, Nate will let you know so you can listen. It sounds like an interesting show. Those are three people I like a whole lot, Terry, Nate, and Pastor Craig. So if that show's on again tonight, hope you take a listen And one of these times, I'm going to free myself up on a Wednesday so I can listen to that program. I usually catch a little bit of Nate as I'm going from one place to another, but by 5:15, I'm already at the other place and I don't get a chance to listen. I'll have to check out the archive on the internet, wwgh1071.com. All right, we're going to break for 15 minutes here. Maybe we'll come back with Sue Millizer, the Catwoman. Maybe we'll talk some more about car repairs. Let's see here. What else is on the agenda? Oh, there is something in regard to the newspaper that I wanted to talk about. So maybe we'll talk about that when we come back. Stay tuned. Back in 15 minutes.
And as soon as I saw that, I was already within four or five steps of him by that time. And when I saw it, then I knew exactly what was going to happen. So I began my defense on it, trying to jerk Oswald behind me. And I was moving him behind me. When he took